Hold on.
Everybody, and welcome to Not Necessarily Nashville. I'm Flap Jones. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. It's going to be a great night tonight. We've got special guests here in the studio. We've got Amy Garland, and we've got Nick Devlin in here to play some tunes for us tonight. She has a new record out called Hang a Light. There's a CD release party tonight at the Whitewater Tavern. So we'll be talking with Amy all about that, so you want to be sure and stick around. We're going to start out with one from that new record. Hang a Light is the name of the record, and we're going to be listening to Blood Still Here in My Veins. All right, that's Amy Garland. That's off of her brand new record. Hang a Light is the name of it, and Amy is here in the studio with me, along with Nick. Welcome, y'all.
Hello.
So glad you're here. And Nick, that guitar work is just outstanding that you do.
Oh, thank you.
And do you want to just, don't you wish he could just follow you everywhere you go?
Yeah.
And just play guitar behind you everywhere you go. There's Nick.
Soundtrack of my head.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. It's probably not a lot of money in it for you, though, Nick.
Yeah, there won't be.
I have a feeling there won't be a lot of money in it. But anyway, got that. Anyway, love this new record, Amy.
Thank you.
I just absolutely love it. You know, usually there's a clunker on just about every record, but I don't think there's a clunker on here.
That means a lot coming from you. I appreciate it. No, it does.
Well, it really, really is some good stuff. And you want to do something live for us?
Yeah.
While
I'd
you're
love
here,
to.
You want to just get started with something right off the bat?
We'll do the title cut from the album, and it's called Hang a Light.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do it. All right.
Amy Garland and Nick Devlin right here, live.
Who's it? Rain is softly falling, Indian summer kind of night. Harvest moon slowly creeping up the sky to hang a light. I saw your name in a gypsy drugstore. You were selling things, you were selling life. In the jar last winter, it's filled with ashes that could burn all night. Sit with you all evening in your mansion on the hill, up the stairs where the lonesome valley it sings of change, it sings of will. The rain is softly falling, Indian summer kind of night. Harvest moon slowly creeping up the sky to hang a light. Up the sky to hang a light.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Great song. So this is your first record in 9 years, Amy. What have you been doing?
Having a baby, cleaning the house.
Oh, that's allowed, I guess.
Changing diapers.
At least the diapers are gone now.
Yeah,
right?
That's very, very
nice.
That's
always a good thing when the diapers are all gone. So are these all original tunes? Most of them are they?
Yeah, we did 10 tracks on the album, and 9 of them are original. And we did one cover tune, and it's a Rollin' Sally or Rolly Sally. It plays in Chris Isaak's band.
Yeah.
It's one of his songs. It's called Killin' the Blues.
Yeah, okay. But they're all really great songs. Where'd you record this record?
We recorded it with Jason Tedford at Wolfman Studios here in Little Rock. He's awesome. He's got this wonderful studio with all this equipment and just mad skills using it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
And who all have you got on the record with it?
That song we just did, I've got Brad Williams, the lead singer and guitar player with the Salty Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He's singing and playing mandolin on that track, Hang a Light. And then Bonnie Montgomery is also singing on that one. And Jeff Coleman is playing keyboards on that one. Kind of like a Fender Rhodes.
Yeah.
And then Jeff is all on that. He's all over the album playing keyboards. Brad Williams is all over the album playing some guitar stuff and even some banjo at the end of one song on Mama's Tired. It's at the kind of an outro part. And then and Bonnie Montgomery sings on several tracks. Shannon Bashirs is singing on a track.
Cool.
And Isaac Alexander, who plays with the Easies and Big Silver and his own band, Isaac Alexander Band. You know, I think he writes so many songs. He has 3 bands to cover all the material. He's singing. He's also singing.
I hate
on
it when
track.
It's like that.
I know, he's brilliant. And he also did all the artwork for the album cover. Oh. And then our bass player is Mike Nelson. And
I love Mike. He's a good guy.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a great bass player.
He is that. He is. I like to watch him. He's cool to watch.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's fun to play with.
Yeah.
And my gorgeous, sweet husband, Bart Angel, is the drummer.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Papaw. We call him Papaw.
Papaw.
And Nick Devlin. And I guess that covers
it.
Yeah. Amy Williams.
Yeah.
Brad's wife, Amy Williams, who sang on our last record, is also singing on this record.
So a lot of these people are going to be here tonight at the Whitewater with you?
I'm pretty sure just about everybody. I'm not sure Shannon will be, but
she's probably got
else,
a gig somewhere.
Yeah,
and she lost her father this week.
That's right.
I think, so she might be kind of busy.
She may be, like, with, taking care of herself.
Yeah, that's always a good thing to do. And Bonnie Montgomery will be opening for you this evening. And just in case y'all are just tuning in, this is KUAR, FM 89 Little Rock, not necessarily Nashville. Amy Garland, Nick Devlin are in here with me. And Amy's having her CD release party tonight at the Whitewater Tavern. Starts at 9 o'clock, doesn't it? Bonnie Montgomery will be opening. And I found on iTunes today this new cut of hers.
Ugh.
It's called Joy.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And
this is a kind of an autobiographical song she wrote about Joy Mountain and her grandpa. Right.
And she's going to have a new record out in early July, I think.
She's doing an EP, a 2-song EP. And it's got this song on it and then another song
That's already available, I think.
She's going to release it, I guess, that way.
Well, cool. Anyway, I thought we might throw in this song from her. Does that sound like a good idea to you?
I would love it.
All right, so we're going to do now, we're going to do this one called Joy from Bonnie Montgomery.
Now back in 1924, in the year that I was born, on a hill, on a mountain they called Joy.
All right, that's Bonnie Montgomery from new stuff from her. It's called Joy. I like that a lot. She'll be opening tonight for the Amy Garland Band at the CD release party at the Whitewater Tavern, and she's going to have her CD release party there on July the 6th. Note to self, write it down. So, Amy, you're from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Why are you here? What brought you here?
Arkansas. Well, I think
you have family here.
It's not too far. Louisiana's not too far.
No,
from
no,
just
some parts of
our very,
very.
It's right next to each other. The bottom meets the top. You know.
Dumb question.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's Garland County, and there's
That's
there's
true.
An Amy, Arkansas, in
there
Garland
is.
County
oh,
on
really?
Highway 7.
Go figure.
Yeah. And there's a cafe there that sells Miller Lite, and I was like, maybe I should move here.
Well, I think at least an album cover.
Yeah, I know. But seriously, we camped here a lot growing up, and in college we always came to Arkansas to go camping, and it's just beautiful here.
It is beautiful. Well,
and
we're glad
I just
here.
Sent out resumes, and this is who hired me first.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what? You know, that's, I think several months ago, maybe a year or two ago, you and I had a discussion about Bossier City.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in Bossier City for a short period and worked at El Chico Restaurant. And you were born. I think we decided you were born
in Bossier City
while yeah. I was living there.
Yeah. And my grandmother lived in yeah. the apartments right behind the El Chico.
Which is where we lived.
Yeah.
That is so spooky. I've forgotten all about that today. It's like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the connection.
Bossier has changed a whole lot. It's a big casino now.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm sure I wouldn't recognize it. I mean, I went from the apartment to El Chico back and forth. That was the beginning of my restaurant business, and now the rest is history.
That's right.
So you played at bars at an early age, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
that's kind of... That's what they do in Louisiana, isn't
that's
it?
What they do. We all have fake IDs. And, you know, where I would go the most was in Ringgold at the Whispering Pines. And I remember the guy that owned it, Earl. His name is Earl. And his girlfriend worked the door, and she'd always let me in. You know, she yeah. knew. Until one of the – and I'd get up and sing with the house band every time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I got to open for Percy Sledge one time there,
wow.
underage. But yeah. there was a waitress there that didn't like me because she wanted to play with the band, I think. And this is what they tell me. So she, like, turned me in. And so it was a couple of weeks before I turned 18, and you only had to be yeah. 18. But I played there, and I played a lot in Bossier City yeah. and on Highway 80 going towards Bossier City.
Well,
there were
cool.
some honky-tonks on that route.
Some honky-tonks.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you've got a little bit of time there under your belt. Well, you know what? One of my favorite songs of yours is Granddaddy.
Yeah.
Would you like to sing that one for
us? I love that song, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really cool song.
This is a song about my papa.
And I heard this first time when you opened for Billy Joe Shaver at the Reverend. Remember that? Was
yes.
that not the coolest thing?
That was the coolest gig
that
ever.
Was, yeah.
What he was cool. awesome.
He's awesome. Yes.
Yeah, we walked in there that night, and he was sitting at the bar drinking a Red Bull, and I was like, well, hello, Mr. Shaver. Do you mind if I sit by you? And we sat there and talked for a good 40 minutes
yeah,
before we
guy.
Went and did soundcheck.
We need a shot of Billy Joe, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We're hurting bad.
He's a good
anyway.
Man.
Anyway, let's do Granddaddy.
Okay.
Love to hear it.
2, 3, 4, 20.
My granddaddy used to walk the line. He never wanted to see my grandma cry. He gave up the booze and the late night boys and shuffled off to church in his corduroys. He grew up fast and he grew up poor. He grew up dancing on a hardwood floor. He grew up steady and he grew up clean. He grew up on a living near Bayou Stream. Came from the Carolinas. Stomped across the promised land. He hitched a ride on a river boat. Then cleared 100 acres with his own bare hands. My granddaddy used to walk the line. He never wanted to see my grandma cry. He gave up the booze and the late night boys. Then shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Have a dollar and had bills to pay and planned on saving all he'd made. He worked real hard from dawn on day and he always had a good word to say. He always had a warm fire burning. showed me there was good in folks, and he tried to teach me to be that way. My granddaddy used to walk the line, you never want to see my grandma cry. He gave up the booze and the late night boys, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys.
It's Amy Garland from her new record. Well, that's live, but it's also on her new record, Hang a Light. CD release party tonight at the Whitewater Tavern. That's such a great song.
Thank you.
You put words together real good.
I appreciate that.
There's a lot of people that don't do it so good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
You know, there's a lot of whiny, self-indulgent crap out there, you know. And
oh, I went through all that.
You know, we towns can do that. We'll let towns get away with that.
He can, you know? He can get
and
away
Hayes
with
Carl.
It.
Hayes Carl, he can get kind of whiny, but, you know, he's okay, too.
Yeah, he can handle
but
it.
But anyway, you do put to get words together really well.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite songwriters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Hayes Carl. I like Townes Van Zandt, you know. Yeah. I love Patty Griffin. I think she's just awesome.
I don't listen to enough of her.
Oh, her songwriting.
I mean, I know of her, you know, of course, you know. You remember the Four Bitchin' Babes?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They put out a couple of CDs, and I've tried to find them, and I can't find them anywhere. I may have to go to Amazon or find some place to get them, because they did some great songs.
They had some good songs.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
And I like Lucinda, and, you know, I like a lot of the chick singer-songwriter kind of people, and I like a lot of the old folk standard kind of folks, too.
We need to just quit our day jobs and just find music.
Let's just do it. We'll just travel on your track.
And okay.
We can throw the Dutch oven in the back. And
you're right.
I could live like that.
Oh, I could do that easily. Very, very easily.
As long as there's a shower every now and then.
Oh, I have to stop and take showers. So how's Eli, your son?
He's big and
he's five now.
And a little incorrigible. And we just went to do sound check this afternoon at the Whitewater, and, you know, we brought him with us. So he has to get and play drums and sing on the microphone.
I hear he's quite the little drummer.
Yeah, he is, and he loves it. And
has he got his own little trap set and everything?
Oh, yeah. For musician's friend. Not one of your Toys R Us ones either. It's like a real little
deal.
It's
a real thing. Does that drive you nuts?
I live with two drummers.
What was that you were telling a story the other day about school, and you got sent home or something, and somebody said why, and you said, well, we took him to karate classes.
It was not such a good idea. Karate we thought was a great idea. It was not.
I'm sorry, but that's just so cute.
and then he gets kicked out of, he got sent to the principal's office because he was hiding in the music room.
What?
And he wouldn't leave because he didn't want to leave. And he comes home, and I'm like, Eli, why did you do that? He's like, Mama, it's music.
Oh,
they don't understand.
They don't understand.
I was like, honey, okay, what am I going to say to that?
Yeah, really?
How do you get on to him for that? Well, when it's over, class is over, you got to go.
Oh, those kids, I just love them. I've got,
they're fun.
My grandsons are in Louisiana right now.
Yeah.
And the Facebook post the other day was, Stephen took the boys somewhere, and Josh came home with a snake in a jar.
Oh, God, I believe
it. And Mitchell's got a frog, and Gage has got a turtle.
You're in the swamps.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. They're moving down there.
I know. What, to Baton Rouge or something?
Yeah, that's okay.
We got a place to go.
Give me an excuse. Yeah, I got another place to go. All right, so this is your third record. Your first one was Plays Well With Others. Can you still get that one?
Yeah, you can get it on, you could download it on iTunes. They have the wrong picture, you know, cover. It looks like it's some Rasta T-Pain band or something. I'm not sure. It's like, what? But CD Baby, it's digital downloads of it. Yeah.
And then Angora, I guess. Are you going to have these all three of these available tonight or just the new one?
No, I don't have any of those. I mean, I have a couple Angoras left, which I need to get that one online. That's not online. I need to get that one on there.
Yeah.
But I don't have any of those Plays Well With Other CDs. I'm not even sure I have it.
Oh, well.
I'm have to go buy it. Yeah. I'm one of the t-shirts.
I hate it when that happens after you buy your own record.
Yeah.
So the songwriting, has it gotten easier for you, you think?
Or? Yes. It's less, I think it's not as overwrought.
Yeah. Put so much thought into it.
I can edit myself better, I think.
Yeah.
I think, you know, editing is key when you do it. Because, I mean, I've always heard you can write like 900 songs and get one good one.
Yeah.
And so you just got to write the 900 so you can get one going. It's the discipline, I guess. You know.
Or songs with 37 verses.
Right.
You know, you cut it down to three, you know.
Well, Nick wants to go on the road and be in a jam band, so he might actually get to play a song with 36 verses.
I could stand that for a while. That would be fun.
Well, you could.
As long as it paid me enough.
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah.
Well, every time I see you, somebody always requests Streets of Mexico. So we've got that queued up over there, so I thought we might do that. Does that sound like a good idea?
Sounds great.
And this is from the Angora record of Amy Garland, and you're listening to KUAR, FM 89 in Little Rock. That's Amy Garland from Angora and the Streets of Mexico. That's another good song. Damn, you're good, Amy.
Thank you, Flappers.
So are you not having just a blast at KABF doing that show, Backroads?
Yeah.
Is that not just the most fun?
Oh, I was out for 2 weeks doing, I had to be out of town and I missed it. It was like last night. I really missed it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. You're doing such a great job.
Well, it's because of you. You know that I tell everybody that. Because Flap, for how many years did I listen to your show and then
great.
You left?
And I
so
left.
Somebody, so y'all tricked me into doing it.
I think it was Deb. Don't blame it on me.
Oh, okay.
We'll blame Deb. But I'm glad she did it because you've done a fantastic
job. Blame someone that's not here.
Yeah, we'll blame it on Deb. She's not here.
Yeah, is she going to be there tonight or she's still
no,
out
No, she's
town?
At the lake. She's the going lake. To the lake or something this
ever.
Weekend. Yeah.
Ever. Well, that's okay. Well, how about doing one more song for us?
Okay.
The one called Everything Around Her about a little sad old lady. It's kind of a sad song. It's beautiful. I love this song. But when it's like, oh, my God, the lady. It could be me.
Yeah, I don't know where this song came from, really.
It's really a pretty
song.
I
can't even think of who I wrote it about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it just kind of one of those.
Yeah,
just
well, it's a neat
an
song.
Image, I guess.
I like it a lot. So why don't you do that? And this is off of Amy Garland's new record. Which you can get tonight at the Whitewater Tavern.
We'd have them for sale. $10.
Alrighty-dighty. Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, and covers $5 to get in the door. So there's
what a deal.
You're getting, you know, it's not that bad. You have enough money to buy some couple beers and you're good.
That sounds
And
like
Jonathan will be cooking and he can cook.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, here's Everything Around Her. Got a light as bright as Dallas. She got a heart that can win a war. She got everything she needs, and she don't need much more. Late at night when the cold winds blow and she whispers and moans, out somewhere a long lost love is whispering the same. And how do you tell a girl who's had most everything there's no one to come home to, no one to wear her ring? Late at night when the cold winds blow and she whispers out a name, out somewhere a long lost love is whispering the same. She's got a light as bright as Dallas. She got a heart that can win a war. She got everything she needs. She don't blowing, you can hear a lonesome moan. You know everything around her has come and it's gone. Everything around her's come and gone.
Great song.
Thank you.
Love that very much. Well, I guess y'all might need to get on out of here and go show up for this gig we've been talking about, you think?
Yeah.
Well.
Nick's got to go, you know, do his hair and.
Yeah.
You can tell us, man, it's not easy to get it to look like this, you know. It's a lot of work.
He works real hard.
I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to make this happen.
Just self-tan and all that. Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Well, thank you so much for coming and
thank you for
hanging out with me. This has been a lot of fun. I need to do this more, like Michael said.
Yeah, there's so many good musicians in
this
town,
yeah,
in this area that we're lucky.
Need to learn to do what Michael does over there. Get me some little post-it notes over there.
So. Put Michael in your back pocket.
Yeah, you can carry Nick in your back pocket. I'll have Michael in my back pocket.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Anyway, thank you so much, y'all, for coming and hanging out with me this evening. And
thank
everybody,
you for having us.
Don't forget, tonight at the Whitewater starts around 9 o'clock. Amy Garland's brand new record, Hang a Light, CD release party. Bonnie Montgomery opening the show. It's going
right.
to be a blast.
It's going to be fun, y'all. Come on, bring
Come
it.
On
7th
out.
And Thayer Street.
Yeah. So let's see. What have we got next over there? We got Nadine up next. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nick, let me ask you real quick. What about the Salty Dogs? They got a new record coming out soon. You're working on something.
Yeah, we've been working on stuff kind of in a desultory kind of way.
You know,
just kind of roof spread out. And But yeah, well, I don't know how many teams have we got. Amy probably knows better than me because Bart will have told her. I can't remember.
No, Bart tells me nothing.
And I know nothing. So.
And you know nothing. You just show up.
I think we've got 4 or 5 teams down or something. 4 teams or something.
Yeah, you just show up with your guitar when somebody says, "Up, Nick."
Yeah,
Nick.
I guess that's kind of how
Nick,
it works.
I
don't remember.
Well, we're glad you do that.
Well, I'm
glad
you
come
too.
And call because you're very good. So anyway, I thought we would play Nadine, which is off of the, what's the name of this record here? Brand New Reason. That's the last one from.
Yeah, that's the last one.
So let's do that. This is Nick Devlin singing Nadine. Thanks, y'all, for coming by.
Thank you so much.